planted on my face. I'd see your smile in the morning and feel so warm and safe. You'd hold me so tightly, like you'd never let me go. Your love made up for all those who abused me. Used me. Fast forward 10 years, we're a bit older now. Living our lives as one flesh, older but wiser somehow. With some good times and bad times firmly under our belts. Trusting God to keep us together no matter what lies ahead. Remember me.
Good evening. You are now listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nolzy, providing you some the next hour of programming. I'm excited to share some music that I've been connecting with lately. The major part of this radio hour will be celebrating the music of Roberta Flack, who sadly passed away 2 weeks ago. And I feel like she deserved more flowers, and the amazing music of Roberta Flack and her legacy needs to be celebrated. So I'm going to do that today, play some of her stuff that I've really loved. Had the chance to revisit that recently. Broadcasting this evening, as always, from the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam people. Very grateful to be here, be able to be on these lands. And yeah, feeling very grateful today to have music and be able to, you know, have space in my day to just listen to music and not do other things. That's what I'm, you know, looking forward to this evening. Hopefully you can all do that, you know, if you're a lover of music as well. Very important to just prioritize it. Have some time in your day where you're just really just listening. And especially for these first two songs that I'm going to play, I'm not going to go on for too long. It's just going to be some great music this evening. And these two songs are from her first record, First Take of Roberta Flack. This is Mixotroph. Hope you enjoy.
All over the land, mother against daughter, father against son, the whole thing is getting out of hand. But folks wouldn't have to suffer if there was more love for your brother, but these are trying times. Got the riots and the ghetto, and it's all around. A whole lot of things that's wrong is going down. Thank you.
Sing a song of sad young men, glasses full of rye, all the news is bad again. Kiss your dreams goodbye. All the sad young men sitting in the bar, drinking up the night and missing all the stars. All the sad young men drifting through the town, drinking up the night, trying not to drown. All the sad young men singing in the cold, trying to forget that they are grown. All the sad young men choking on their youth, trying to be brave, running from the truth. Autumn turns the leaves to gold, slowly dies the young men are growing old. That's the cruelest part. All the sad young someone they can hold for just a little while. Tired little girl, she does the best, she does the best that she. Trying to be gay for a sad young man, while a grimy blossoms up above. All the sad young men, they fly and making love, misbegotten for sad young men. Let your gentle light guide them home again. All the sad.
That was Ballad of the Sad Young Men by Roberta Flack on her debut album First Take. The song before that was also from the same album, Tryin' Times. Tryin' Times is written by Donny Hathaway and Leroy Hudson, and Ballad of the Sad Young Men by Fran Landesman and Tommy Wolfe. What can you say about those songs? Just such a heart-wrenching performance from Roberta Flack, so incredible. And in fact, she recorded this album in a very short period, in less than a day, this whole record. I highly recommend you listen to the whole thing, First Take. You know, every song front to back is just incredible. And, if you're just joining us, this is Mixotroph. I'm celebrating Roberta Flack today. And I want to play now for you some of her collaborations with Donny Hathaway, another soul legend of the 70s, one that I admire a lot. And in particular, I want to highlight one of my favorite records they did together with frequent collaborators. they met early on in her career, and they recorded three albums together. The third one was completed posthumously after Donny Hathaway's tragic death in 1979. But I feel like these two together are just absolutely unstoppable. Just great harmonies, great arrangements on this record. Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. Yeah, I'm not going to speak too much more. I'll let you judge for yourself.
When I kiss your lips,
and there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show. But baby, I know it. You've lost that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. You've lost that love.
Lost that love and feeling.
lost that loving feeling.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Welcome.
I'm
Nancy Joaquin.
Do
Tamsi. Ichua. Iswea.
Ahla Sahla. I'm at
Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti. Yek Tunal.
You are invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Spicesisim Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is Alice!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
so are we.
Tune in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only
DJ D-Ron.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, bolero, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you've been listening this radio hour, we're celebrating Roberta Flack. That last track that you heard before the break was called You've Lost That Loving Feeling. Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, power duo. Incredible, incredible record that they've made. So you may only know about Roberta Flack if you're not too familiar with her music from Killing Me Softly. I mean, that was the song that sort of was a major breakout hit for her, won her a Grammy. This song has an interesting story that I want to talk a little bit about, because it was kind of written and rewritten by several different musicians. Originally, it was inspired by a performance by Don McLean singing Empty Chairs, which is a great song. I recommend checking that out. And a certain singer-songwriter, Laurie Lieberman, was witnessing that and was inspired after seeing this performance and wrote down a lot of the lyrics for Killing Me Softly. And then she kind of went on to record this. Her record manager and someone she was having an affair with also kind of co-wrote the song. Later she was denied credits, writing credits for the song by this guy who I'm not even going to, say his name. Typical story of, women getting screwed over in the music industry. But she recorded this song, Killing Me Softly, and then Roberta Flack actually heard it on a plane, of all places, and was just so inspired, and then decided to kind of mix around the chords a little bit and make it her own, and I think she definitely did that. You've probably heard her version, and that was, a song that was again made popular by Lauryn Hill, Fugees later on. But I want to play the original Laurie Lieberman version because it's quite beautiful, and you can just picture, Roberta Flack being. We're gonna play her version as well after that, but just picture her listening to that for the very first time.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him, to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with are flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on strumming. Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Killing me softly with his song here on CITR 101.9 FM. It's by Roberta Flack. We don't usually play hits around here, but that song is just legendary, so emotional, and I think it's one of those timeless songs that I often come back to. We're getting closer to the end of this radio hour. I hope you're all having a good evening. It's been a beautiful day here. Feeling thankful for spring. I want to take a quick moment to shout out upcoming events here in the next couple days. So tomorrow is going to be a sensational group of musicians with three different acts playing at Rickshaw. And so there will be a Cowboy Bebop band, if any of you are fans of that. Excellent anime series, kind of some jazz, funk, fusion, really, really excellent stuff. A city pop group, Japanese city pop group again. So again, it's kind of going to be like Japanese jazz fused with funk, different kind of pop rhythms. And that's going to be at the Rickshaw. So you look into that. That's happening tomorrow night, I believe, at 8 p.m. Now, another thing I want to shout out is at Tyrant Studios on Saturday. It's International Women's Day. They're going to be doing a really cool performance, Maiden Voyage. A crew of extremely badass women who I admire. And don't miss it. Tyrant Studios, if you haven't been there, what are you doing? It's a great historic venue in this beautiful city. So check that out. That's Saturday night. I think doors are quite late, around 8:30. Show is maybe at 9. And yeah, shout out to Infidels Jazz as well, if you're into kind of cool out there jazz world music shows. Don't sleep on Infidels Jazz. I just saw someone outside the station, a woman with a giant baritone sax. I was like bigger than her. So badass. Amazing. And I actually want to end this hour with another exceptional musician, Alice Coltrane. Now, this is actually the year of Alice Coltrane celebrating her music, her incredible legacy. I had the chance to hear a tribute concert just last week, performed by Ravi Coltrane, her and John's son, on the saxophone, and Brandy Younger, the harpist, who is absolutely phenomenal. Check out Brandy Younger. I I listened to her record Force Majeure, I think, last year, with just a double bass player. So it's just like double bass and harp, and it is incredible. And that's on the International Anthem record label. Really recommend you check that out. Yeah, I mean, I can't really say that much about Alice Coltrane that hasn't been said already. You know, a pioneer in her field, you know, monolith in women in jazz, you know, pioneer of spiritual jazz for sure. And with this time we have remaining, I'm going to play one of my favorite pieces from her, a composition entitled Galaxy Interior, and it's from one of her early albums. It's called World Galaxy. It was released in 1970, and I really love the album art, and this is an amazing record. Long live Alice Coltrane. Her music lives forever. The same goes for Roberta Flack. And that's going to be all I have time for this evening. But thanks so much for joining. My name is Nolzy, and I'll catch you 2 weeks from now. Every other week, Thursday from 6 to 7. Take care.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.